item, please.
9903, request of Michael Jennings to address council regarding insufficient management of building contractors. It's the other guy. It's not him yet. This is Michael. He's Jenkins.
Good morning.
Good morning.
More than a year ago, when I learned that the Portland city government wanted to evict two very successful tenants from a building owned by the city government, I decided to do some research. I discovered that the city government had threatened eviction every year for 8 years. There are many other details that indicated a lack of good management. Now, the Portland city government has said that there will be a renovation of the parking structure at 10th and Southwest Yamhill beginning in January 2018. The government has hired a contractor for $1.2 million, FFA Architecture and Interiors, to do initial design. I would be very happy to see evidence that the contractor is competent, but I've found only evidence of lack of competence. I have no opinion about whether renovation is a good idea. I'm only saying that there is insufficient management. I have sent my reports of the lack of sensible management to more than 40 people in the Portland city government. In more than a year, I've gotten no response. When I try to understand the operation of the Portland city government, I arrive at the conclusion that there are really two governments. On the surface are the mayor and city council. Their purpose is to make it look to the public as though Portland has a city government that considers the needs of its residents. And sometimes that actually happens. It seems to me, for example, that Mayor Wheeler is more sensibly engaged than the previous five mayors. However, to me, it seems that the real underlying government is the PDC, the Portland Development Commission, that recently renamed itself Prosper Portland. It seems to me that the real intent of the Portland city government is helping real estate developers make money. Now there are constant traffic jams, and that has caused a lot more pollution. It is apparent that real estate developers want constant traffic jams. Real estate developers want what's bad for everyone else, and in Portland, they've been allowed to have that. Real estate developers make more money if the traffic is terrible. That's because the jobs are concentrated downtown, and people are willing to pay more for a place to live if it's close to their job. People don't like to spend large parts of their lives driving to and from work. A half-hour drive to work and a half-hour drive from work is 240 hours each year. That's the equivalent of 6 extra work weeks of doing something unpleasant and sometimes dangerous. Allowing real estate developers to have unhealthy control is extraordinarily destructive to U.S. society. It seems to me that the Portland city government should allow no more increased concentration of businesses and residents until the many problems with traffic can be resolved. On the way here today, I saw another very, very large building being built that has no parking. Thank you. That's finished.
Thank you, sir. Colleagues with...